Welcome, lords and ladies, to Planet Vrilok. You're listening to our show, Sanix Digerati. And tonight I'm going to talk about my adventure and my coming into the knowledge of dowsing and why dowsing is essential to psionics, as psionics is a branch of magic. So without further ado, let us begin. My journey, of course, began with the supernatural, the paranormal, or a little of both, a little bit of both. And it began with some astonishing experiences for me, both external and internal, the various visitations through childhood, the teenage years and my early adult years, and the transformation that was taking place within as well as without. And so I had a journey ahead of me to explore and to learn, or to make the choice of cringing with fear and running away, which tended to be the advice of most persons of a religious background who I encountered, who said, just run away from it. You can't run away from something like this. It's all part of our evolution, to be truthful. The paranormal, the supernatural, the awakening is part of our evolution. For every individual whom is born and born again and reincarnated, we come to this awakening of gradually remembering the energy world, the invisible world from whence we came before entering this reality. So that was something for me. Something for me to come to terms with after about 35 years. well into the beginning of my 50s now, looking back through my beginnings in meditation and then coming into contact with books which detailed the various forms of dowsing. And this seemed to be like the simplest and quickest way to get my hands on something magical and start doing something with the unusual and mysterious powers of the arcane and occult, as others might call it, this sort of thing. To me, it's all one and the same. This is just energy work. It's mentalism. It's the stuff of the mind. So I feel this is all very natural to me. In any event, I learned dowsing, and I also had experiences of out-of-body mental projection and visitations, as I've already said, by otherworldly beings. And I was shown my future a couple of times, once before going to Saudi Arabia, and then again, more profoundly, before I would ever even think of the possibility of being able to go and live in Japan for several years. The first time going there as a visit in 1982, coming back to Japan in 2002 for about a year or so, and then again in 2009 going to Japan and staying there for well over 7 years. But I was shown this future. I was pulled out of body, flown to Japan, and descended through the air, through the clouds, came down upon a dark alley, saw two lines of children walking through this dark alley without a chaperone, and it must have been well after 8 or 9 p.m. in the evening, which I took note of as being rather odd, at least in my culture in America. There would always be a chaperone. So I took note of these distinguishing differences, these details, the spaceman-style backpacks that these children wore, their faces when they turned and looked in my general direction, which two of the children did. There were about nine of them. And eventually, there were 11 of them at a later point, but I'm jumping ahead. And I look up, and above these two little girls, above their head, is this reflection of light on the rooftop of a temple, and the moon shining its light down, and the misty mountains in the background. Well, I did end up in Japan, and I did actually walk into that scene in the material world, in physical reality, and I was standing and waiting for some children to pass by before turning into an alley, you know, so as not to bump into each other and to give these kids some space, which, you know, in my culture, growing up in the 70s and the 80s, the 90s, that was just something you expect from decent adults, is that they sort of stay out of the way of kids and let the kids pass and do their thing. So that's what I was doing. And two of the kids, you know, there was nine of them coming. They all had on these little spaceman-style backpacks, matching uniforms. And then two of the children looked towards me, and sure enough, these two children, they were the same faces, the two girls I saw, these children, in my out-of-body experience, that I had been shown this future event. Well, it turns out, as I look above them and see the temple in the background, a day or two later, I forget exactly when it happened, but I met the priest of that temple nearby, and he had some piano students, and he wanted them to learn English. What better opportunity than to ask me to do so? And so I said, yeah, I'll do some volunteer. We'll do it for free for a year. And it began my business of expanding an English business in Japan. Well, his students were those same children whom I saw walking in the alley at night. These experiences progressed into more supernatural things. My deceased stepfather, I was testing some software because while we were in Japan, I also wrote online articles, and I did reviews as well for Bright Hub in New York. And I did this remotely in Japan, aside from writing some games and teaching English. I was testing this new kind of software for voice-to-text software and writing a review on it. It was relatively new stuff back then. And again, this is like 2009, going on 2010. And what had happened is I stopped the program that I was working with, put everything down, and just sat there watching a koi pond out the window of where I was seated in my little office, and something started clicking on the screen. I saw text moving on the screen. I thought that must be a glitch because I'm not speaking into the microphone, but something's being written. So I leaned forward and it said, "This is Dad. I'm going to explain to you why I did what I did." And those were the exact words being typed on the screen by God who knows what. You know, which was strange because I may or may not have been connected to the internet. We were in a very remote area in the beginning. At the beginning, we rented an old country house, and we were restoring some abandoned rice fields that had become like sort of a recycle field or junkyard, and spent a year cleaning that out and growing all kinds of food and then giving away free food to all our neighbors. You know, everything, like the amount of potatoes we had, just potatoes alone, was like bathtubs of potatoes. Peanuts. We also grew okra and what was that other thing? Edamame. And, you know, lettuce, beans, everything. We had everything growing there. It was just a beautiful project to see wasted, abandoned rice field that had all these weeds and trash and stuff that we cleaned out turn into tier after tier of micro farms. And we even went to the store and sold at the farmer's market some of these, but just for fun. You know, we mostly gave everything out for free, or we ate it, you know, so we ate very, very well. And just for growing at home. So we were doing that. And it's just, you know, unlikely that I was plugged into the internet all the time back then when I was testing some of these softwares. But even if I were, it's even more unlikely that anyone hacked my system and was sitting there typing to me that this is Dad. I mean, you would have to know a lot about me to know that my father had just passed away a month ago at that time in 2009. So then these experiences for me rolled into things like what I felt was weather warfare and a spiritual assault on the country of Japan. And I began to realize very quickly the reason for my being there. It wasn't for my enjoyment or amusement. This was an assignment by entities or intelligence high above my own. Some of whom I was able to see and interact with, and some that were more subtle. In any event, after some horrific disasters, which would have been a lot worse, I believe, without my spiritual evolvement and pressing back against these negative forces tormenting a region where I personally felt these people here do not deserve to be tormented. If I had not been there, things would have been perhaps a lot worse. I remember there was one storm that brought down the mountains, and in the midst of it, my magic staff was knocked out of my hand by a thunderous vibration. Red lightning on black clouds rolling in, pressing down on the ceiling, practically on the roof of the building I was in. And I fell to my knees and felt this energy come out of my heart chakra and saw an image of a halo. Well, the next day when we went out, aside from the splintering wood down the streets and the damage, there was all these black clouds just hanging over us. And there was a halo holding back these clouds. So for me, this was a real eye-opener. I invented the miraculous prayer board at that time. Of course, I didn't call it that. I was experimenting with dowsing over various kinds of patterns and testing a finding that my teacher had expressed in his books about the hexagram and holding a pendulum over it a couple inches above it would cause the osculation or spinning to stop and not move. And this was indicative of a balanced geometry. And so I wondered at that time if I could combine that plus runes and then psychometry and or reverse psychometry, that is where you're touching with your hands and reading information, but instead to send information into some kind of an instrument which would hold back many of the perils which were being catapulted at the nation of Japan at that time. And I wanted to make use of my hand energy and heart chakra and my crown chakra, etc. So I put together a lot of different instruments to help me maintain focus and project all this powerful mental and emotional energy to fight back against these forces of chaos and destruction. I did some dowsing, and to say the least, some dowsing. I did a lot of dowsing as well. And it's something about psionics where it's built on the foundation of dowsing, because dowsing is interpreting information, intelligence, work, intelligence, magic. And so psionics is based on information, right? So I would say that dowsing is the fundamental skill, the prerequisite of everything psionics. And if you work at dowsing, you begin to really understand this. And you understand how the dowsing opens up the doors to new abilities just by doing dowsing and beginning to understand it. So I doused the enigma of my life, trying to understand what is going on here. Why am I here? Why am I doing these things? Why have I been assigned? What's my purpose? Of course, that is the beginning. It continues as I begin to live my life and rewrite my purpose in my own direction. But I had to go through that training, which was spiritual. It began with myself being woken up by entities. It progressed to me finding a teacher to teach me. And then after that, it was back to the spiritual world teaching me and my continuous evolvement from there. So my former mentor, Charles Cosimano, might have trained me for a couple of years, and we stayed in contact for several years. But it was really my experiences on my own out there in the world which has shaped me into who I am now and who I was then. So this gift of dowsing, which is truly the gift is consciousness, but the gift of the knowledge of dowsing is truly an individual skill that you will learn, and I am now extending to you some special charts to make your dowsing effective, fun. I mean, because one of the things I've learned is the more fun you have at working with this stuff of psionics and mentalism is the better it works. If you enjoy what you're doing, things work profoundly better if you enjoy this. So I have spent a lot of time combining the elements of visual fiction into this character of Roloch, hence the comics and the illustrations and graphics, and the role-playing themes, and the supervillain theme, and Star Wars, James Bond, all of this to make this enjoyable, because psionics can be confusing sometimes, and the more this is enjoyable, the better and more effective you are going to be. And this is important because it's about time you had some power for a change, that you have a say in the big game of life. And what better way to have a voice than to use psionics? So, this month of April, April showers. Yes, the lovely April showers. Dew, spring, May flowers. And I am going to give you a shower of books. And I'm going to give these to you club items. at the public web store at verloc.com/shop, I'm going to give these to you for 25% off. All you need to do is choose the items that you want from the section on the shop labeled Club Products, and add to the shopping cart what you want, and then before you check out, type in your coupon code, which is APRIL25, all in lowercase letters, APRIL25. And then that's it. Hit purchase, and you now have 25% off. Like, so if you're getting my dowsing kit, the Necromancer Elite Dowsing Kit, which is a really fun kit, you get the dowsing chart hardcover, you have the Psionic Necromancer paperback filled with patterns and meditative techniques, you have my pendulum, custom made with the Verloc emblem and glyphs of power and intuition, and what looks like to be the pendulum head, sort of like a Russian pyramid, an elongated pyramid. And you get these items. So let's say you purchase this, 25% off. You're saving like $125 on these unique occult, arcane, magical items. And you know, if you get it now in April, you are going to save that $125 on that kit. And this is a good thing, because a lot of times when these types of materials are resold later, like if you've ever seen some of my mentors' old printed books for sale on eBay, they are very expensive. Hundreds, sometimes over $1,000 for an old book, which used to cost $4.25 back in the 1980s, or $20, some of the books that were printed by IGOS, and so on. So right now you can save money in April purchasing one of my kits. And by the way, if you do purchase a Necromancer Elite Dowsing Kit, not only are you going to get all the items I just talked about, you're going to be one of the few people to have this item from the very last batch of Necromancer Elite Dowsing Kits, because this is it. This is the last batch. I am not making any more of these kits at this time, and probably not in the near foreseeable future. It's just not possible with my schedule and the amount of work I do, the volume of writing and correspondences that I currently do. So I will not be making any more Necromancer Elite Dowsing Kits. If you want one of these kits from our last batch, you must act now and use the April 25 discount coupon, verloc.com/shop. Discover your journey. Become the next global superhero, super wizard, the next psionic Avenger, and keep the magic high. This is your world. This is your lifetime. Go forth and seize the moment. Thank you for joining me, my good friends. Dr. Verloc, signing out.